This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. South America is likely to see few changes in the January WASDE report. We'll have more from the folks at Allendale right after this.
Can you predict the future? I can't. That's why when I'm planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up seed treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up seed treatment. Learn more at headsupst.com.
With the January WASDE report coming out this Friday, the weather is a huge focus for the ag marketplace, especially since Argentina is seeing some less than favorable conditions. However, some slight weather troubles aren't always a cause for concern right away. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said they are only expecting to see slight changes to the Argentina crop.
Very minor changes on this report are expected. So we came in with Argentina at 51 million tons for corn, 52 million tons for soybeans. We're looking at 50.5 for corn, so down just a 500,000 tons on their corn, and down not even, like we're talking 90,000 tons lower on soybeans. So like I said, some of this dryness not necessarily impacting our expectations at this point. Now, this is all analysts that are putting these numbers out. It could be something different from the USDA, but a lot of times the USDA is going to play it a little more conservative than, say, CONAB or any of the other analysts.
On the other hand, Brazil is actually expected to see slight increases. This means an already big crop is getting even bigger, which is not what the U.S. grains want to see.
On Brazil, we are looking for a slight increase on corn, maybe up to 127.05 or 127.25. Nothing major, but it's still a record crop. And on soybeans, again, an increase. This one was at 169 million tons last month, and the average guess puts us up over 170 million tons. So it's about a 1.25 million ton increase for Brazil on the soybean side of things. So this is a big crop getting bigger at this point.
For Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.